on BBC Radio 2, online on digital radio and 88 to 91 FM.
BBC News at 6 o'clock. This is James Kelly. The Rolf Harris trial has heard one of his alleged victims describe him as a dirty old man. The woman broke down in tears as she told the court she was assaulted by Mr. Harris when she was aged 7 or 8. Another woman said she could not bear to see any image of the entertainer after he groped her when she was a young teenager. Mr. Harris denies 12 charges of indecent assault on 4 girls between 1968 and 1986. Turkish police have used tear gas and water cannon on protesters as anger rises over the mining disaster which has killed at least 282 people. Pictures have emerged of one of the Prime Minister's advisers kicking a protester on the ground in Soma where the disaster took place. From there, Selen Girit.
The search and rescue operation still continues at the Soma mine. It has been over 50 hours now and the hopes have already faded away. Relatives are still gathered at the site, waiting to collect the bodies of their loved ones. No one here is expecting a miracle. The president of the country, Abdullah Gül, was here earlier in the day, and he said more measures need to be taken with regards to mine safety standards.
Patients groups say people may be confused about statins after the British Medical Journal withdrew claims about the drug's possible side effects. The BMJ said it was considering whether to completely retract two articles which claimed that the cholesterol-reducing drugs could be harmful. Richard Vautry is a GP from Leeds.
It's a decision for patients themselves as to whether they want to take something like a statin effectively for the rest of their life to reduce their risk of having a heart attack or a stroke. These are very effective drugs when used in appropriate patients.
The former Premier League footballer Marlon King has been jailed for 18 months after pleading guilty to dangerous driving. King, who played for several clubs, including Watford and Wigan, was eating an ice cream when he caused a 3-car pile-up in Nottinghamshire in April last year. The share prices of Carphone Warehouse and Dixons have fallen by 8 and 10% after they announced a merger. The new company, to be known as Dixons Carphone, will have 2,000 stores across Europe. President Obama has described a memorial museum dedicated to the victims of the September the 11th attacks as a sacred place of healing and hope. The museum has been built on the site of the former World Trade Center in New York. Mr. Obama said it would stand as a tribute to the past and as a lesson for future generations.
Here at this memorial, this museum, we come together. We stand in the footprints of two mighty towers. We look into the faces of nearly 3,000 innocent souls. Here, we tell their story so that generations yet unborn will never forget.
And the weather, dry and clear this evening and tonight for most of the UK with light winds, chilly in some rural areas, cloudy in the north with rain across northern Scotland. BBC News at 6:04, our next at 7.
Thank you, James. Duran Duran coming next. 88 to 91.